It's Melissa Moore, Spirit Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am joined by a special guest, Whitney from City Without Orphans. Whitney, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I would love to hear a little bit of your story, City Without Orphans, what it means to you.
Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, we started this nonprofit about 12 years ago in the community. And at the time I was working as a social worker in a foster care agency and seeing a lot of needs of kids in the foster care system and needs of families in the Central Valley. We have over 5,000 kids in care. Some of them need to be adopted. Some of them reunify back to their families, but it just seemed like there was so many gaps and no one bridging our foster care system to our churches, to our businesses, in kind of helping leverage existing resources to serve these kids and families. And that's when I kind of felt called to start this organization in the Central Valley. And so we have evolved over the years. We are excited to kind of share what we have going on this next decade.
And I understand that this organization isn't just something that you feel passionate about. It just is something that is integral to your life. What does this mean to you on a personal level? What has been your personal experience with the foster adoption system?
Absolutely. So I am a foster adoptive mom and I have three kids. I have two girls, 15, 5, and then a little boy, 7 months. All came to us through adoption. Our oldest was adopted from foster care when she was 5. And she's, like I said, she's 15 now. And then our littlest two were a private infant domestic adoption. So a birth mom made an adoption plan and decided to place with us. And so they are actually biological siblings. So the youngest two. So yeah, we have this personal and professional crossover within our story. And it's something that I knew even at my daughter's age, my daughter is a teenager. I knew someday I wanted to be involved with foster care and adoption, just experiencing, understanding that some kids do not have a safe family. Some kids do not have the support system they need, and some families don't have the support system they need. And so just understanding I came from the opposite, knowing that there were kids and families out there, I just knew that God was calling me to kind of stand in the gap for these kids and families.
I think it's cool that you saw a problem. You saw that there was a need and you felt God's call to really step in and help meet that need, and not just doing it on your own, but really bringing the community support, bringing churches into support. I think that that's really where that's where the gold is, I think, with churches, when we're really able to help step in and meet real, honest needs. I appreciate that you have seen this need and you found ways to meet it. I know that you guys also do a lot partnering with the Fresno Mission. I would love to kind of hear what that partnership has looked like recently.
We have been praying and planning for over a year. And the City Center is a community center that the Fresno Mission is opening. And it's kind of has its soft opening at the end of this year, beginning of next year. And it's kind of a one-stop shop where people in the community can come and get services and support and be with other community members. It's kind of not them, but us together. And we have 20 nonprofits that are going to be housed in the City Center, City Without Orphans being one of the 20. We have a lot of partner organizations, human trafficking organizations, other forms of child welfare services and whatnot that we partner with week in, week out. We'll be together on the same floor, being able to work on those clients and services and projects. But the most exciting thing is that we are collaborating with the Fresno Mission to open up a youth space. So we're specifically serving 16 to 24 year olds who have been impacted by foster care, adoption, or human trafficking. And this is going to be an incredible space that's going to feel like home. It's going to have a living room, a large kitchen, with a big kitchen island where we can do cooking classes. We're going to have classrooms in there that offer independent living skills that can be taught. We're going to have a store that we're going to need to help have stocked, where we have toiletry items, professional clothing for job interviews and other personal care items, even some baby items. We have some parents who are going to the community colleges in the Central Valley, and they also want to be able to get support for their kids. So we kind of have this space where there can be creativity, classes, fellowship, and it's going to be very unique. We're very excited about it, and we're definitely wanting to partner with businesses and churches to be able to keep those services and those tangible goods, those items, provided to those youth ongoing.
And I think that's like the really big thing that I've seen in just different community organizations is just the power that comes when we work together as a team, and just to really have churches and businesses and City Without Orphans really partnering together to meet real, honest, tangible needs of kids that are here in the Valley that really just need to receive the love of God. I just think it's so beautiful what you guys are all doing. I'd love to hear about ways that churches and individuals can partner with you on this mission.
There's multiple ways. So we definitely are in the place where we're trying to inventory what we need in our store in the youth space. We get a lot of requests from social workers and youth for personal care items, deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, feminine products, anything that's kind of the basics of personal care that you can think of. Those are the things that we're constantly being asked to provide. So there's people who are saying, hey, I'll go shopping for these items. There's people who are saying, hey, I'll help organize and stock things. I'll volunteer. Those are the types of things we could use services for. We also have a passion to see people who can teach and equip these young adults, these youth, as they are transitioning into independence. And so, whether that be, hey, I am good at mock job interviews, I can help people build resumes, I'm really good at budgeting and finance, and I would love to teach a class like that. We're looking for people who would be committed to partner with us to help teach youth classes week in, week out, whether that's once a month class or once a week class. That's something that we're looking for. And so if anyone is interested, they can reach out on our website or email info@citywithoutorphans.com.
Thank you so much just for sharing just the different opportunities that people and businesses and churches, just ways for us to partner with you guys.
Yeah, and we have a lot of exciting events coming up. And so if you look at our upcoming events page on our website, just go to citywithoutorphans.com, or on our social media page, you can look on Instagram, in our link tree. We have lots of classes, conferences, events, fundraisers going on. And so if you want to get more involved, or maybe you're a foster adoptive parent listening to this and you want support, we're here for you. We're here for your kids. And come look on our website, come look at our upcoming events.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time and just sharing this incredible ministry that is going on right here in the Central Valley. So thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be sure to be following you over on Instagram, Facebook, and on your website.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, thank you, Whitney, so much for joining us. I really appreciate you sharing about City Without Orphans. We also have a special guest on the show. This is a two-part guest episode with Nick Ferguson. He is the general manager here at Spirit. Well, Nick, thank you so much just for chatting with us. I've been able to hear parts of your story. We just heard from Whitney with City Without Orphans, and just being able to hear her experience and just the amazing things that that organization is doing here in the Valley. But I would love to hear your personal experience.
I got to know City Without Orphans when I was a pastor here in the Valley. They called to connect with our church and ask us if we wanted to be involved in respite care. And I can't remember who it was, but they were just chatting so quickly and wanted to just lay out everything before I could even say yes or no. And the second, she took a breath, I go, hey, I'm just going to stop you right there. this is the easiest yes you're ever going to get. And she just started laughing. She goes, why? I go, well, I was in the foster care system. I'm an adopted foster care kid. And I know the power that it is when a Christian family gets involved in a very vulnerable kid's life. You know, my brothers and I were all adopted by the Ferguson family. You know, they took us into their home and they said, you're not going to leave, sort of a thing, and completely changed the trajectory of our life. Our home life that we were coming from had drugs, had mental health issues, had a very, you know, a very low ceiling of where we were likely going to end up. If we had stayed in that family. And so, you know, by God's grace, we ended up with the Fergusons and got to know Jesus and got to have a different life because of their involvement. And so, yeah, it is one of those things that for me as a pastor and somebody who now works here at Spirit, it's just easy for me to say, hey, church, local church from Bakersfield to Fresno, let's get involved. The local church used to be the one who ran the orphanage, right? For generations, that was the case. And somewhere along the lines, we've kind of let other people get involved and take care of it. And really, the Bible tells us it is our job to take care of the widows and the orphans still to this day. And so, yeah, I know personally what it means when a Christian family gets involved. And I hope that your family is praying about how you can get involved as well.